Yeah, I'm like a fingernail connected to a wrist by 100 miles of road. You know what I mean? You know, this is all... I don't try to translate the functions of the body into the... You know, I'm not going to try to translate that. Christ is the head. You know, but from him, the whole body is joined together and compacted. Compacted means unified, united. But that by the every joint supplies certain needs, you know, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, to the maketh increase of the body and the FI itself in love. All these things are working together. And again, this is by faith. I don't make it happen. Verse 17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned in Christ. But if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Interesting. So I testify in the Lord that henceforth walk. You know, I don't want you to walk like them in the vanity of their mind. Vanity meaning inutility. You mean uselessness. Transientness. And then, you know, they think, well, it's really useful. I mean, my car is useful. I need it. My house is useful. I need it. You know, don't think of it like that. It's vain because ultimately none of it profits. It doesn't get you eternal life. It doesn't make you a partaker of the divine nature. Those are the only things in the long run matter. Because once you're dead, and then you get to the second death, and it's lights out permanently, you won't even have the memory of those things to comfort yourself with. You know? And I don't like to threaten people, honestly, because there's no point. Because it's like you either are in it or not. And so I want to comfort and guide the faithful. Because God has already judged the rest. You know, but because there's ignorance that is in them. They're alienated from the life of God. They're strangers to it. The life of God is a strange thing to them. You know, their understanding is darkened. It's like, they can't see. And there's blindness in their hearts. Past feeling. You know, apathetic. They're grieved out. I mean, I really see that in our generation. That people are just like, you know, the feelings for these things are kind of dead. So they've given themselves over to lasciviousness, and a lot of them are Christians. This is almost like a description of the Christian walk of today, of the majority of people who would name the name of Jesus. I believe in Christ, but I've given myself over to lasciviousness. Yeah, I know this is because I named the name of Christ, and this is a pretty apt description of the way I live my life. Given over to lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is what? You know, aselgia, you know, intemperate in the sensual sense. You know what I mean? Being, you know, with greediness, greedy of incontinence is greediness. You know, without self control in matters of sexuality, with cleanness. And I don't mean like shower cleanness. I mean like doing unclean things. If you understand me. And greediness, incontinence. That goes in all food, drugs, alcohol, lust. but you have not so learned in Christ. Well, you think, right? I learned it from some other teachers, though. God doesn't care about your little old sexual sins. Oh, he does. He certainly does. He cares about all your sins. He wants to make you white as snow. Not just with rose-colored glasses, no. But indeed, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Jesus Christ came to make us free. Not just to declare us free and then kind of laugh at us as we still trudge along in sin. If so be that you've heard him, have you heard Christ? Is he calling you? Have you really heard him? You know? Have you been taught by him? Because that's where the truth is. The truth is in Jesus. Is he teaching you? I'll tell you how you know you're teaching you. Because you hear me. And then you go off to yourself with the Lord and by the Spirit of God. Because you need the Spirit of God. Absolutely. It changed my life. And you go by yourself and you can find out the same things. You'll know that everything I say. If you know the full, you know, you may find something and say, oh, well, that doesn't seem to be right with what he said. Like one baptism. But Paul said there's, you know, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you also got water baptism, and he says there's also this other baptism, but there's one. See, there are other things like that in the scriptures, and you might listen to me and think, well, is that right? It's like if you have a knowledge of the fullness of the scripture, you know everything I'm saying is right. It'll testify to you by the Spirit of God. If so be that you've heard him. The only other things that might be right is when I go, oh, porosisi maga, which means blah, 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 blah. I can make mistakes like that. I haven't memorized everything. It's difficult. You know, I always say I look forward to being older. I'm only 35 now. I look forward to being like 50 because I think I should have grown so much wiser by the time I'm 50. I hope I would not be hardened in my heart or set in my ways, but that I would continue to grow into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And you know, Christ got the fullness of Christ by the time he was like 30. You know, and crucified and everything. I mean, I expect it should take more time. The servant is not greater than his master. It's enough if you could be as his master. The truth is in Jesus. So put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust. Lust is deceitful, man. Oh boy, it is so deceitful. Well, I'd really like that. But it's not good for you. I just want it.